Welcome to SantaCast, a production of iHeartRadio. Well, hello there. It's that time of year again, but the most wonderful time of the year can be the toughest time of the year for Santa Claus. Think about all the toys he has to make and all the places he has to travel to. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing Santa loves more than making and giving gifts, but it's not easy, and this year is especially tough. Times have changed. There's more children than ever before, and it's harder than ever to keep up. Santa may need to upgrade his approach, develop a whole new outreach program, and nobody knows this better than Evergreen and Snowball, Santa's two chief operations specialists.
Okay, things are humming along here in the workshop. We got toys being made. Got that glue spill cleaned up there in sector.
Hey, Snowball, come here.
Hey, Evergreen, what's up?
Hey, we've got a serious problem. Take a look at this.
Oh, cold, wet, slushy socks. The Santa Believe-O-Meter.
Yeah, the Believe-O-Meter's down. It's down below 50%. Okay, breathe, just breathe, just breathe. Don't spiral away on me here. We're Santa's elves, and for the love of Snickerdoodles, we gotta keep it together.
Sure, here comes Santa.
Ah, Evergreen, how are the wooden toys coming?
Ahead of schedule, Santa, of course. We don't get too many requests for wooden toys these days, so...
Good. How about the dolls?
Ready to load on the sleigh.
And what's happening with the bikes?
We should have them done in about 3 days.
Let me see the work schedule. Three more days. Let's see. That leaves 6 days till Christmas. 6 days till Christmas? Oh, no. Christmas snuck up on me again. Why does this happen every year?
No worries, Santa. I know it can be stressful, but we always get the gifts out on time.
True, but I haven't gotten as much mail as I'm used to.
Well, it's all emails and texts these days, Santa.
Well, I just can't risk leaving anyone out. Let's just go by the mail room to, you know, see if any last-minute letters have come in.
I know you like those handwritten letters.
Oh, I sure do.
All right, let's walk and talk here, Santa. Let's walk and talk.
Mail room. I haven't been there in a long time. What happened to this place?
Well, I guess it's been a while since you've been back here, huh, Santa?
Quarter century, at least.
We had to expand. There are 1.9 billion children in the world now, and we have some serious competition.
Competition?
People order gifts online. They send emails instead of letters. Things have changed.
Oh, they sure have. You know, Zach Lahansky only played with the truck I gave him last year for 5 minutes and then left it in the backyard all year long.
Yeah.
Ronan Carrera never touched the doll I gave her. I don't know what kids want anymore. I'm wondering if I'm losing my touch.
Losing your touch? You're Santa Claus. How could you ever lose your touch?
Santa, if you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect all the children to?
Well, you know, the world is changing so much. Sometimes I feel like I'm just a fat old man.
Santa, you are a fat old man, but you just need a new way to connect with the kids. You know, get with the times.
You know what? You're right. I need to get out there with the kids, get more kids on my knee. Maybe...
No. You've done enough mall gigs, Santa. I think what you really need, stick with me on this, it's a podcast.
A podcast? Oh, like Stuff You Should Know with Chuck and Josh?
Yes, exactly like Stuff You Should Know. We listen to that while we're working. It really made working 24 hours in the shoe shop tolerable.
A podcast? No. Christmas is upon us, and you want me to do a podcast? To that I say, bah humbug!
Bah humbug?
Santa said a curse word.
The belief meter just dropped again!
No.
Yeah, afraid so, Santa. Look, everyone's doing a podcast these days. Everybody but you, Santa.
Children around the world love you, Santa. And they want to hear from you.
Oh, I don't know.
It's our best chance to get the belief meter up, Santa.
Yeah, you're needed, Santa. Just listen to what we picked up on the Jingle Jangle last night.
You lost your Christmas list to Santa Claus? And that makes you sad?
It was my best Christmas list that I could have done.
Why was it so good?
Because I had a puppy and everything I really wanted.
Oh, and you can't remember what you want now?
She lost her Christmas list, Oh, no. I've got to help that poor kid. Is there any way I can talk to her?
Sure you can. On the podcast. Step right this way.
Oh, what a cute little room. My, wow. Oh, hey, my voice sounds nice in here. Oh, and what are these little egg cartons on the wall?
Yeah, well, me and the fellas got together last night and built you this little sound booth.
Oh, hey, look, there's Rudolph.
Oh, nope, that's not Rudolph. That's the record light. Surprise, we're on the air.
On the air? What does that mean?
Oh, well, that's actually just kind of podcast talk, Santa, for, like, we're recording the show right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is this thing working?
Mm-hmm. So, let's call some kids and find out what they're all about in 2019.
Okay, bring me my list, and some cookies.
You and the cookies.
I like cookies.
Santa's feeling a little overwhelmed. We think you can help him out. He's going through his list and he's checking it twice. He's going to find out who can give him advice. So if he calls, what will you tell him to cheer him up? And what will you ask him? Do you have any questions about how things are done on the North Pole? It's only a few days till Christmas, so you don't want to miss a single episode of the special SantaCast. Merry Christmas, and who knows, maybe tomorrow he'll be calling you. This episode of SantaCast was recorded in the North Pole by Evergreen and Snowball with your host, Santa Claus. Special thanks to our friends Brad Brinkley, Hannah Fearman, Matt Stanton, Dan Bush, and Brent Dye. SantaCast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen to your favorite shows.